St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's saint was a little bit like the little flower in her own time. She came from a very wealthy family in 16th century Florence, the beautiful city of the flowers in northern Italy. And like the little flower, she, at the age of 15, became a Carmelite nun, even though she had to overcome her parents' opposition to her entering the convent and entering it so young. And in the convent, she loved our Lord very, very much and offered many sacrifices and many penances to conquer herself. Sometimes she went through great sufferings. She had as her motto, to suffer or to die. But really she was, perhaps one could say most of all, as I shall tell you in a moment, all full of love. But what made her different from the little flower, and more like many saints that we hear about in the course of the year, is that her life was one series of ecstasies and miracles and immense graces, and the extraordinary, the supernatural, seemed to have been almost natural in her life, because that's how our Lord wanted it to be for her. There's one interesting story. Sometimes our Lord would appear to her and talk with her, and she was on such close terms with our Lord would even kid her a little bit and joke with her. So, as they do for nuns, our Lord offered this nun her choice of two crowns. When a nun makes her vows in some congregations of sisters, she's offered either a crown of thorns or a crown of flowers. Now, of course, all the nuns choose the crown of thorns, and that's what St. Mary Magdalene chose. She chose a crown of thorns. But our Lord kept on pushing the crown of flowers towards her with a smile, and he would tease her and say, "Are you sure you don't want the flowers? Are you really sure you don't want the flowers?" Well, perhaps that was because when she chose the sufferings, she suffered very, very much. But she did it all out of love for our Lord, always conquering herself. She had terrible temptation sometimes to eat too much food, that's called gluttony, and terrible temptations against holy purity, but she always conquered them by the grace of God. When she was a little girl, she loved our Lord so much that she could tell if someone had received Holy Communion. And when her mommy came back from church, on days that she had gone to communion at Mass, she was maybe about 3 or 4 then, this little child, whose baptismal name was Catherine, would snuggle up next to her mother because she could smell the perfume of the Blessed Sacrament on her mother's breath. And she loved our Lord so much that she was given special permission to make her first communion when she was only 10. Now, you children, of course, are privileged to make your first communion much younger, but back then the rules were different and very strict. But still, she was able to go so early. Later on, she chose the Carmelite convent because in that convent the sisters had special permission to go to Holy Communion almost every day, and that's what she wanted. Whenever she got a chance to play with other children her age, especially the poor ones who didn't get to go to school and didn't know too much about the faith, she loved to teach them everything she could remember about the Catholic faith. And one time in the summer, when they were staying out at their estate in the country, she got friendly with a girl her age who was the daughter of one of the farmers in the fields of her father's estate. Well, this little girl didn't know any catechism at all. And so that summer for her project, she started teaching her catechism and her prayers. But then her daddy announced, "Well, Katarina," he said, "it's time for us to go back to the city, so you have to say goodbye to your little friend." Well, she wept and she carried on, pretty much the way the little flower would, because not because she didn't want to leave her friend, although that was part of it, but she didn't want to leave her friend without her knowing her catechism. And so her daddy gave her special permission that she could invite her friend to come back with her and stay in their beautiful palace in the city until she learned all of her catechism. But what I think is most interesting for me about today's saint is her name and the way people may have thought about her. Sister, or saint, we say today, Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. Pazzi is her family name, and that's also very close to the common Italian word for crazy people. Isn't that curious? And I wonder if sometimes, because of her ecstasies and her visions and her miracles, I wonder if sometimes people might have said that she was crazy. You know, it's a funny thing, children. Very often people go throughout life, and if anyone is even a little bit different, they'll say, "That's crazy," or "You're crazy," or "Don't pay any attention to her. She's crazy." It's easy for us to say that about people, and of course we shouldn't. Even the people who are genuinely crazy, nevertheless, can also be very holy. There have been many saints that way, and very close to Almighty God, and there's always something good about them that they could teach us. Indeed, that's how Saint Mary Magdalene looked at all people. Whenever she saw another sister who had some obvious faults, was doing something wrong, she would love her even more with the love of Jesus. She would say, "The only reason I love you very much, but the only reason I love you is for love of our Lord." And then she would tell herself, "Well, this person must have some secret good qualities that are very special to God, and that's why God loves her so much." She would look at it that way. But one time, this is my favorite story about this saint, one time when she was in an ecstasy and she was just with our Lord and our Lord was speaking through her, it was the middle of the night and she woke up all of the sisters. She went through the convent ringing the bell, the little handbell that they used to summon each other to prayer and meals and so forth. She was crying out at the top of her voice, "God is not loved. Sisters, come, let us love Almighty God." She used to say, "Oh my Jesus, if I had a voice loud and strong enough to be heard in every part of the world, I would cry out to make you known and loved by everyone." And so our Lord allowed her to do that just once when she was in an ecstasy. Now, some of the sisters who were awakened from a good night's sleep, they may have thought, "Oh, that's that Sister Mary Magdalene. She's crazy." But if they had said that, they would have been wrong, because she was doing it out of the love of our Lord, and the Holy Ghost himself was inspiring her. So let's be careful never to dismiss other people as being crazy, at least not too quickly, and let's try always to see some good in others. Remember the flowers that we were going to pick every day for Mary's month of May, the flowers of virtues? Now we're almost at the end of Mary's month. Wouldn't this be a beautiful virtue? To love everyone else out of the love of Mary's Son, Jesus, and to see in everyone else, not he's crazy, but instead to see some special hidden virtue that God alone knows and which God loves very much. Well, God love you, children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.